drop the beat.
Welcome back to another episode. Where in the fault, you motherfuckers? And Tully's back with us. How did hemorrhoids come along?
It was good. Everything went great.
Did you still get a nice bath of full salt?
Yep. Everything was good. No, but I'm glad to be back. We got a stacked week. It's been crazy.
Crazy shit happening every day. Every day.
What have you been doing?
Living the dream, working. So, if the end of the world happens Monday, hey Linda. So if the end of the world happens Monday, what are you going to do?
Let's talk about what the end of the world is. I mean, are we talking about comet hitting the earth? There's not really a lot to do. Or if the fault line gives out.
I'm going to finally take it as my chance to streak through Walmart without catching a felony.
Okay. Well, at least you have ambition.
Well, be my luck. I was talking about this with somebody earlier today. Be my luck if I was to do something like that. Like if you'd see a tsunami coming.
Hey, Mike.
You'd see a tsunami coming kind of like off in the distance. And I'd streak through Walmart and then it would just kind of retreat back the other way. And I'd be fucked.
But we do have some crazy stories that you may or may not have heard about. Definitely not probably in the mainstream, but got some more related to the eclipse that we'll get into. But we can kick it off a lot if you want to take it, Cecil.
All right. Well, I know that we've all had a little beef with some fast food restaurants, no pun intended. Everybody gets pissed off at one point in time if you ever Patreon these things, restaurants. I know personally, and I have spoken at length about how I get pissed off at McDonald's for never putting my fucking sauce in a bag.
I hear about that weekly, actually.
It still happens. It still happens. And when they do put the sauce in the bag now, it's usually the wrong sauce. What the fuck? But anyway.
Yeah, Mike, it's funny you say that. I have this whole big thing about that. That I had ready to go this week. Mike said a lot of earthquakes happening. I have a lot on that I had before the earthquake started happening.
Yeah. So, but,
sorry, go ahead.
So in regards to this, in Willix, Ohio, up there where you're around your area, I'd imagine.
Yeah, Jenny.
A Burger King customer rolled through the drive-thru about 9 a.m. at a location on Vine Street. Place an order that we can only assume he's ordered 1,000 times before. 2 sausage and egg cheese croissants, a sausage biscuit, and hash browns.
It's pretty standard.
So he probably has ordered this 100 times. So imagine his confusion when he counts out his change to $11. And the guy says, that'd be $8, sir. Now, to us, we'd count that as a good deal. Not this particular customer. What they did was go, well, that can't be right. It should be like $11. At this time, Burger King worker Howard Vernon explained the great news that they had a promotional going on and he's going to save him $3 today. Well, the customer did not seem to enjoy this. He began yelling and cussing at Vernon in disagreement. Imagine what kind of shitty morning you've already had to get so pissed off at getting a sweet deal like that, you know?
So he's mad. He's mad that he's saving $3.
Yeah, I'm completely frustrated. So I'm sure de-escalating the situation by saying, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just trying to save you some money. The customer sped off. But no less than a minute later, the customer returned. And when they returned, they pulled a gun on Vernon and threatened to kill him.
What?
Before using an undisclosed racial slur and once again peeling off.
Because he saved $3
because he saved him $3 through a promotional ad or whatever. I don't know what the hell Burger King's got going on.
I'm just thinking this is OCD, maybe.
OCD. I mean, I've been pissed off at places before. You know, you'll utter under your breath like these motherfuckers, or you, sometimes you'll be vocal like you guys fucking suck. But I've never, I have never went as far as to be like, I'm gonna go back and shoot this and then never was a situation where it was in my favor.
And then like, over a correct order,
a correct order and saving them $3. So he's just like, fuck no, no, sir. I don't know. They still haven't caught the guy last I read about it. Hey, Morgana.
Hey, Morgana.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late.
You're good.
But we're talking about somebody that got pissed off over a sweet deal at Burger King.
Yeah, so he pays $11 every day for the same order for breakfast.
Yeah.
And just one particular day, the worker at Burger King's like, it's only $8. And the dude's like, well, you must have screwed up my order because it's $11. And he's like, no, actually, it's a promo and it's just cheaper today. So he leaves. And the more he thought about it, the madder he got that it wasn't $11. He comes back with a gun and threatens to kill the employee and calls him a slur before peeling out.
Wow. Oh my God. Hey, Linda. Hey, so Mike.
Vernon said the whole situation. And quote, to know that somebody would do something like that just because I'm trying to give you a better deal and flip out like that. Yeah, scary.
Wow. You know, this is why I have thoroughly come to the conclusion that I cannot give humanity the benefit of the doubt anymore, because every time I do.
Too many people are cooked, like just out walking like zombies now. You know, like I
kind of imagine it like, as a situation, because I've had days where nothing has went my way, and like you come home and you're like, I'm gonna go home and let's say I've got some ham in there, I'm gonna eat a ham sandwich, and you come home and all you have is turkey. I'll flip out. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but that's like, this guy's flipping out over something positive.
Right. True.
It'd be like if your bank deposited you $1,000 out of nowhere and you get pissed off and go to take a gun to the bank.
Right. Yeah,
you didn't make too much money.
Yeah. Wow, people.
Well, so I can change. I know Mike mentioned the earthquake, so I'll talk about that for a second, Mike. Oh, yeah. And keep in mind that I put this together before the earthquakes that are happening, other than the one in Taiwan. Jenny said some people are never wrong.
That's right.
Cecil's going to pull a gun on the fridge later. The last time we talked about the Devil's Comet, we mentioned, if you remember, all the natural disasters that start occurring in tandem with these celestial events starting in the early 1800s, which included a huge earthquake across the New Madrid fault line. And this week, you know, strong earthquake hit Taiwan. I'm sure you all have seen it, that building that's barely hanging on like this. And then today in New Jersey, we had, I think it was a 4.3. And then another earthquake in St. Louis. And granted, it wasn't strong, but it was on the New Madrid. And
these are also places that normally don't feel any of that.
Yeah, and I do just want to show, I've got a not the greatest picture, and sorry, I'm like Ghost Watt now. Let me share the screen.
But didn't last time the Madrid went off, like didn't it like make the Mississippi River flow backwards?
It did.
So yes, it did. This is what it looks like. The highest hazard to the lowest hazard along the New Madrid. Mm-hmm. And I want to show you something else. Just bear with me here. There's something else interesting about that picture I just showed you.
So the New Madrid, I'm sure everybody knows where it's at, but it's like out in Western Kentucky and then all the states in that little area. It looks like the center is right at Western Kentucky, like the little
team. Yeah. Because I remember it was supposed to happen in 2000. That was a big thing, was the New Madrid, you know, New Madrid. Because we have people taking off work because the new Madrid was supposed to hit.
Yeah.
So this also, if you remember the last map we just looked at, this is in tandem with our country's cave systems, which it kind of makes sense that, you know, the fault line would create caves, right? I think. And then this bottom picture is all the missing 411 disappearances. So it, people also, you know, because where you see the black are usually like state parks or national forests that coincide with these cave systems. But it all kind of goes together. The fault line and then our country's cave systems and all of the weirdness that goes along with those national parks and cave systems, which we've talked about on Weird Awakening.
Before I cut you off, well, now that I'm cutting you off, isn't it weird that the 411 map, you can literally see the beginning and end of the Appalachian Trail?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Do you know that the Appalachian mountain range goes all the way over to Scotland?
Yeah, when we broke apart, like the Scotland Highlands are part of that.
I didn't hear about that one. Mike said there was a 6.8 in the Marianas Islands this morning, too.
Oh, I missed that one, too.
So that's one in Taiwan this week, two in the United States, and then a 6.8 around those islands. And Landa said she's so safe. I'll just share what Jenny said.
Not really, Landa, because I mean, all these earthquakes could trigger that super volcano in the middle of the nation.
Well,
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
When Hadley was writing her book, the trilogy that she's working on the final one of right now, she actually had me draw her a map of what it would look like after, you know, the things that are going on in this book happened. And it's really, you know, it was kind of one of those things I just kind of drew at what felt right. And it's getting scarier.
Oh, yeah. if you look at, you know, well, the pole shift, there's pole shift maps and maps like that that are terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one of the other things that I came across that's kind of tied to all of this, the celestial events, we said that NASA's firing rockets at the eclipse and they have Egyptian names, like people, conspiracy theorists have been going wild over that. But I'll do you one better. So in 1904, right before that eclipse, so 120 years ago, the late Aleister Crowley wrote his book, The Thelema, or The Book of the Law, in Cairo, Egypt, during his honeymoon with his new wife, Rose. In late March, she claimed to have been possessed by the god Horus after an invocation that he was doing. She also said that the equinox of the goddess had come, and then led Crowley to a museum, to the Steele mortuary that's known as the Steele of Anna. This led Crowley to experience a supernatural disembodied voice identifying as Awaz, the messenger of Horus, telling him that he was chosen to be the prophet of Horus to bring in a new eon of Horus. He was then given instructions, which became the Book of the Law, and he wrote it on April 8th, 9th, and 10th in 1904. And when you start digging into that conspiracy, or sort of the lore around that story, some people say that those 3 days were 3 days of darkness that were lost to history as well. And if you start looking into the book of Thelema, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but basically their tenet is the number 93. Think back to Nikola Tesla too, 369. Those some of the same numbers anyway.
Is there any correlation to the fact that this was exactly 120 years ago?
I'm sure there's gematria there, but what I think is weird is that, so he wrote this book and had these premonitions in Cairo, Egypt. And this is one of those deals that it may be causation versus correlation, but I just think it's weird. Mm-hmm. So he wrote it in Cairo, Egypt. The eclipse on the 8th, whenever it gets the 93%, the number of Thelema, it's going to be in Cairo, Missouri. which is pretty crazy. I mean, it could just be pure coincidence, but when you pair that with the fact that NASA's naming these missiles after Egyptian deities, it just seems really strange when you put it all together.
And plus, you throw in that conspiracy that America is actually Egypt. And
there is, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there really a such thing as a coincidence?
I don't think so, but I also, listen, there's way too much conspiracies out there right now on this eclipse. They're letting too much stuff just float out on the internet. I don't think anything's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think they want that. Like, you know, you always hear about things feeding off your negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how bad they hyped up this storm this last week. Like, we've always had tornadoes in Kentucky. We've always had floods in Kentucky. And you would have thought it was the end of the world this week.
I mean, it was pretty rough. Like, but like everybody here and where I'm at was like, it's the end of the world. We're all going to die. But I'll tell you what happened. I lost a cushion off of my chair outside. I'm pretty upset about it, but that's about all.
Foreman, I don't think, other than just like crazy people driving, I don't think anything's going to happen. But
Jeremy looks a lot different in that profile picture too, by the way.
Mike said he's going to be taking a nap. But so the last thing for celestial events, another big thing that we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, was CERN is firing up on the eclipse day. And everybody's all crazy about that too. And I may need you to pull the video up that I put in here, Cecil, for this one. If you just scroll down below the maps I was just showing. While you're doing that, I'll read this. What many people don't know is that there is a large hadron particle accelerator in Chicago, close to Chicago. And just days before this crazy storm system swept across the Midwest, Fermi Labs, also known as the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory, started firing their collider.
Brother, I'm not seeing the video, by the way.
You're not seeing the link?
Nope.
It's there. It's literally there. You want me to put it in the chat? Will that help?
Yeah, that help.
And all I wanted to show with this, oh, come on now. Something just happened to my email. Hang on. Pull that up.
I got it.
So this is a video that someone boots on the ground in Chicago took as they're firing this collider before the storm system. That Cecil's about to play.
If I can learn technology. Right, full screen news. I gotta get this other page off here. There we go.
So what he's showing, it basically looks like plasma. Or like an isolated lightning, I don't know what to call it, like a ring of lightning around this accelerator. And the guy's commenting and he's just like, what is going on with that accelerator? Because it's like low bearing. It isn't like up in the sky. It's a low bearing lightning from that particle accelerator.
Wow.
That's intense, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So this happened, I don't know, days before that front swept across with all the tornadoes and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know, again, causation, correlation, it may have nothing to do with it. I just find it interesting that all of these accelerators are firing up before, on, or around the celestial events that are about to happen.
Right.
You can kill that, Cecil.
All right. But, I mean, it's pretty crazy. Let's give this person credit. Words of the Day 22 on TikTok.
Well, and I will say that video may have like 10 likes. I had to really dig to find that video. There was a bunch of videos that were going viral with that, and they all went.
Yeah,
they were gone. We're lucky that one stayed up long enough to show it.
Yeah, that's we've got these new presses in the last year at work. When they take the side off of them, there are these big round tubes that just spin super fast. And the first time I saw it with the side off of it, I'm like, oh my God, it's like a baby hadron collider. Two people looked at me like, huh? And one looked at me like, ooh. And I'm
like, I got to step away for a second. You guys can continue.
I'm trying to keep up with these comments here. Good comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good comments.
And that's, like I said, you know, I'm like you. I think it'll be, there may be something going on, but I think maybe that it's being hyped up to
maybe
keep people from looking at something else.
Maybe we'll get some new Mandela effects or something out of it.
I like the Mandelas.
Jenny said plasma bringing lightning down are part of the launches. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, there's been enough videos. I believe that. But, you know, this will be the last time that we're able to talk about it pre-eclipse. So next week will be interesting to see if anything actually happens, celestial or otherwise.
Are you planning on working Monday, or are you planning on hanging at the house?
I will not. I may work, but I will not be downtown.
Gotcha. That's exactly what I was wondering. Are you going to
try to
brave it?
No. And I see Cecil's back. Cecil, yep. I think you're wanting to give an award away this week.
Yeah. I'm thinking about starting a new segment. We might need some music for it. Let's see. It's basically the biggest piece of shit award. It's whenever I can find the biggest piece of shit in the news for the week. So this one, I'm not going to go into detail about the story. You can look it up. It's truly horrific. But this week, from what I've seen, 50-year-old Michael McCartney from Virginia should earn this award. He's a former prison and motorcycle gang. He's a former prisoner and motorcycle gang member. I will not, and of course, I said I won't go into details. But I'm sure if you want to read about it, you can find it with a lot of ease. I'll give some light details. So basically, he was running a ring that would supply torture videos of monkeys. Ugh. He since admitted that he did it, and he'll end up pleading guilty. And I, for one, hope that he never sees the light of freedom again.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. It goes into pretty horrific details. This was broke by the BBC. Mm-hmm. So if you want to read about it, go ahead, but trigger warning, it's rough.
I missed the opportunity, Landa. Yep. It
takes me a lot longer to take a poop than that.
It is it is Diddy in the running. Not as bad as Diddy. Speaking of Diddy, this isn't anywhere on our list. I'll hit on it for a minute. So if we correlate, like, this is definitely whataboutism, but think about, like, you know, when Kanye West went off the deep end and they canceled his bank accounts and everything for using, you know, words, hateful words, but they canceled his bank accounts, canceled his everything. And think about all the charges and the investigations that are open and pending against P. Diddy. And he can still go live on all of his platforms right now.
He didn't leave the country, can he? Didn't he leave the country?
Yeah, he's out of the country and to his country that won't extradite him, if I understood correctly.
So think about the whataboutism there. Like, they're quick to cancel, like, certain people, yeet them off the internet.
Yeah.
And then certain people who may be interconnected with certain other powerful people, they skate on stuff like that, or, you know, get Epstein.
Well, there's a video going around of an audio clip, which I still haven't determined if it's real. And I like for you guys to go.
We're not going
to
play that. We're not going to play that here.
Stop. I like for you guys to go listen to that and come back next week and tell me if you think it's real. But supposedly, P. Diddy and Meek Mill's enjoying each other's company.
So, oh, God. So It's Morgana, I didn't even ask. Did you just jump, or did you were you able to get some stuff?
You know, I found one thing that it really creeps me out on a level that I can't even express. So, you know, they've got this big cicada thing coming up.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be, you know, like these two big, and okay, I hate those things. I hate them. Oh my God, I hate them.
They are a nuisance.
Yes. Well, so, you know, I'm just sitting around reading stuff because I've got some time on my hands, and I come across this, it's facts about cicadas. And the first thing was that they're the strongest urinators in the animal kingdom, with flows that put humans and elephants to shame. I'm like, okay. They have pumps in their head that pull moisture from the roots of trees, allowing them to feed for more than a decade underground. But what bothered me was they are being ravaged by a sexually transmitted disease that turns them into zombies. What the hell is a zombie cicada?
Oh, I get the zombie bugs reference now.
Yeah. they didn't explain the zombie thing. And then I got tied up and didn't get back to it. But I'm like, oh my God, how?
It really does feel like, and I don't know what the undercurrent is, but it feels like it's just being flooded with like apocalyptic stuff like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, ugh.
That is terrible, actually. And it's funny. I saw that Jenny said that a few days after the eclipse, what did she say? The orbiter's comet. Well,
are you doing?
That's the beagle. Haven't you ever heard of Beagle Bay?
I lost my train of thought.
Okay, I'm gonna mute.
So NASA released something, the last eclipse in 2017, Jenny, that said the sun is actually green. I don't know if you saw that.
Blue white, wasn't it?
Changed. It changed. I took a snip of it. I don't have it handy. But yeah, NASA said the sun was actually green. That was a new one for me. And I could probably find it if we wanted to show that, but
that was weird. We talked about that a little bit last week.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's like, wait a minute. We went to school for how many years?
And never learned the sun was green.
No. And I couldn't find anything just doing a quick search last weekend that said that.
So we will. Well, it was straight from NASA. Like it was all from NASA's. If you go back to that email, I think it was in the email, was a picture from NASA's website.
Yeah, no, exactly. But when I was doing like a search just to see, that was the only place I could find it.
Yeah.
Everybody else was still describing it as orange or yellow and like that.
I'll share that real quick. I'm sure I've got the screenshot not too far.
I stare at the sun every day and it's orange.
Right.
Sometimes it's red.
Okay, while you're looking that up, I just found some information. There's a deadly sexually transmitted disease, a fungus that turns cicadas into zombies and causes their private parts to fall off.
Oh, sheesh.
That sounds like it's going to spread to humans, probably.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, that same fungus, if birds eat the cicadas, has a hallucinatory effect.
Oh. Come on now.
Yeah. It's a blue-green light.
Where does it say? One might say the sun is blue. Yeah, blue green. You're right.
Yeah.
But still, who would have thought?
Yeah. Speaking of these sexually transmitted diseases, did you hear the news about gonorrhea?
No, I don't guess I did.
We're definitely falling from the heavens right now.
this has turned into a black pill podcast. Like everything's doom and gloom. But anyway,
not everything. I've got some cool stuff, but it's also kind of the same.
So since
sometimes it just bees that way.
Since I was a teenager, though, you know, in high school, they kept saying, if you guys keep messing around and being fools and not wrapping your tools, you're going to get something Ajax won't wrap off. And they'd always say that gonorrhea was becoming drug resistant. And I was like, whatever. Well, come to find out, it is. And especially in China, it's tripled, which is about 8% of all infections that are gonorrhea are now drug resistant in China.
What?
Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is quite a bit. Because in the United States, it's like 0.2. So out of the 13 provinces, 13 of the 19 provinces were tested, and 5 of the provinces rates for drug resistance gonorrhea was about 10% of the infections.
That's like the AIDS thing in Mississippi.
Yeah. Just I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's one of the highest concentrations in the country.
Oh. That's wild.
Well, drug resistant gonorrhea, what happens when gonorrhea goes untreated is basically women develop, it seems like the worst cases in women. Mm-hmm. They get pelvic inflammatory disease, and if it's left untreated, that can cause severe damage to reproductive organs. It can cause blocking or scarring to fallopian tubes, scarring to the urethra may be present in men. Painful abscess may develop in the interior parts of the penis. That's what it says here. Newborns can get the infection, and in a lot of cases of the fertilization of eggs on the outside of the uterus, which may cause the ectopic pregnancy. So it sounds, you know, and there's always been that saying, like the, I ain't going to say it, but yeah, fuck it. The Guidestones in Georgia were talking about depopulation, essentially. It seems like maybe there might have been something, might be something happening to where they're trying to get something to spread that will.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally from every front. Yeah. And I would say put a Band-Aid on it if you do get gonorrhea. But this next one that I have from this week is that a report warns that there has been cancer-causing chemicals detected, forever chemicals, detected in Band-Aids.
Oh.
So a report by the Environmental Health Sciences group tested 40 different bandages at the U.S. EPA certified lab, and it showed that there were levels per PFAS or PFAS or whatever you call them, otherwise known as forever chemicals. There were way, way, way high levels in many of the bandages tested.
Wow.
And the expert said that because bandages are placed upon open wounds, it's troubling to learn that they may also be exposing children and adults to PFAS.
That's the reason I always use super glue. I've never used Band-Aids.
So they tested, here's the brands. I put which ones they tested. They tested Band-Aid, Care Science, Curad, CVS Health, Equate, which is the Walmart brand, First Honey, Rite Aid, Amazon, Salimo, Up and Up, and Target's brand, and the chemicals were found in all of them. And they're known to last for years and even decades in people's body, and it's unclear how PFAS may impact your overall health because it just hasn't been studied long enough.
I mean, everything's got cancer molecules. Like,
but yeah, and we make fun of that's what I was kind of getting at is we always make fun of the people in the 1700s, 1800s for having all this crazy stuff and everything that they used. Yeah. People in 100 years will be like every single thing, if there still is a people,
yeah.
Every single thing that we were using at the time has been contaminated in the name of making money.
Yeah. Well, I will say, I am allergic to adhesive, so I've never been more thankful for that. They have to do that stuff that sticks to itself, you know, that stretches. That's what they, I look like a zombie, I mean, a mummy coming out of the doctor's office.
Literally, if it was ever bad enough that I wanted to use a Band-Aid, I did put super glue on it. So I don't know. Super glue is probably packed full too, you know.
I've always been kind of hesitant about that because it's technically an adhesive. And they said that really there were only two ways to figure out what adhesives I'm allergic to is to either have the allergy test. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And they're like, or you can just start putting different adhesives on and see what happens.
I don't think you're wrong.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. But now for the story that you've all been waiting for. I alluded to it in the promo for today. So just this week, our overlords announced that DARPA has officially contracted to build a train on the moon. And if you don't know who DARPA is our Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency under the United States Department of Defense. And they're responsible for usually emerging military technologies. But in this case, they're going to build a lunar railroad. And they have subcontracted, Grumman Aerospace, which is also a weapons manufacturer and aerospace company, obviously, to develop this concept with, they don't disclose an exact amount of money. You can just take a wild stab at how much money a train on the moon would cost. You know, they're running out of excuses with NASA, I think. Because, you know, NASA's burnt through at least $1 trillion or more since the 70s and for very little output. You know, there's no checks and balances on that money either. But you can imagine the checks and balances on money that's going to be going toward building the Lunar Railroad. But I just imagine these people. Imagine sitting around a table and being like, okay, how can we best serve our communities and how can we help those in need with our own money that's coming out of our checks every week? And, you know, the trillions of dollars that get taken from us, how can we best serve everybody? And somebody just standing up and being like, moon railroad. You know, it's like a scene from Idiocracy.
They're going to use the same fucking lander that India used, I'm assuming.
You see a cartoon train on the moon and they're like, we built it.
And they will come.
Yeah, there's your money.
What is the purpose of building a train on the fucking moon? What are they doing? Like, are they just going around in a circle?
It's for experimentation.
But there's nobody there, literally.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Well, they keep talking about there being one of the hydrogens, I think it is, and they're like, this could save the planet. This could run fission and all this stuff. And all that's fine and dandy, but they're not talking about that. I mean, like, figure out a way that doesn't bankrupt us, you know, like I don't know, or you know, take care of all of our other problems first, and maybe then we have a surplus of income to build a train on the moon.
But you don't think we have surplus income?
I mean, it's every week you hear about another trillion, more billions, another trillion, more billions and billions and billions and billions, and you know, we all feel it. Like, I know I'm beating the dead horse. We all feel it. But then when you see DARPA moon train come out, mm-hmm. you're like, they are literally tone deaf. They just don't care.
Yeah.
So that's this week's segment of, it doesn't matter who you support in the government. You shouldn't be supporting anybody in the government because they're all supporting this stuff. They all are tone deaf. Every one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to find a picture of a concept.
Oh, okay. So one more thing about Northrop Grumman, who DARPA subcontracted this through.
It's Grumman.
Grumman, sorry. It's okay. From this week, chemical drums. This is an article from this week. Chemical drums were unearthed in Bethpage Park, where Grumman Aerospace dumped toxins for decades. Now, does that seem like the ethical company that you want building a train on the moon?
Well, they build all our military ships.
And we hear about like people getting cancer all the time who have served from being on like these toxic environments. Yeah. I mean, it's a literal lose-lose situation, but at least we'll have a train on the moon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to put a more upbeat ending here. So they're getting ready to open up beaches and stuff, you know, for the season. And so out in New Jersey, they had volunteers out there cleaning it up. And here are some of the objects they found on the beach. They have an air fryer. They have...
Wait, where's this at?
New Jersey.
Okay.
So I can't remember the last time I took my air fryer to the beach, but now that I know, it's okay. Let's see. They found boxer shorts, fishnet stockings, a jock strap, a pregnancy test results unknown. They found...
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I know, right? They found a box of denture powder. They found a whoopee cushion and a voodoo doll.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, you never think about what you really could take to the beach until you read something like that.
I'm definitely taking my air fryer going forward. Right? I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I was looking at what Mike said. Did you see this? He said that they transferred a kidney from a pig into a person. What? A genetically modified pig.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we're pretty close to pigs, and like genetically, we are. Yes.
What's the word? Reason. I always forget the word. Like bovine is for cows. There's a word for pig, and I can't think
swine.
Of it.
Swine.
Yeah. And, people in the cannibal community are called long pig.
Well, I do know that when you get a heart valve transplant, they give you the option of a pig's valve as a replacement or an artificial as a replacement, because the body does not reject the pig valve like it would other things.
I have found concept art of the train if you want to see it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is the concept art of the train they're going
to put on. I knew there was so that's legit. That's your trillions of tax dollars working for you on the moon. But porcine means like a pig.
Okay. All right.
Wait,
there was also, hey, to take with your air fryer, they had a gas tank, 4 car batteries, a bumper, an air compressor, 24 tires, a dustpan, a Philadelphia Eagles banner, 2 crock pots with lids, and a small refrigerator.
What is going on? That must just be like a dumping ground or something.
I guess.
I'm going to use, in light of Mike saying that. So, Mike, I don't know if you heard about this. Speaking of animal to human interface, the first human case of a person catching bird flu from a mammal happened this week. And it happened at the largest U.S. fresh egg producer in Texas. They halted the plant. They killed 1.6 million hens and 337,000 pullets. And they said, this cracks me up. Let me find it where he said. They said that they actually don't think, though, that there has been that big of a problem and that the risk to the public remains low.
Bird flu comments. Oh, my. Oh, my. I mean, it's a fucked up place, man. It really is.
Yeah, I think that's what we're trying to get at is, you know, we bring you the strange stories. We bring you the stories that you probably aren't hearing about, like moon trains.
And, and
zombie bugs.
And don't forget the impeachment trials that's currently going on.
I mean, it's crazy.
Heard much about that, have we?
You know, we've got Weird Awakenings coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you want
to
hang out with us, we will be live on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, on the Weird Realities Network, Weird with a Y. we will be back next week at 7 p.m. Eastern. Yep. With, I'm sure, even more. There was a bunch of stuff I didn't even get to get to today. So, well, I'm sure we'll have plenty next week to talk about too. But definitely, if you're into, if you're just tuning in for the first time and you're into weird, strange topics, tonight we're talking about weird and strange things that have happened in Wyoming. For state strangeness.
Yep.
State strangeness. So jump over, take 15 minutes, go fill up your drinks, and come back and comment, participate with us, and we'll see you there.
Yep.
And thank you for watching us, because we're watching y'all.
Bye.
And I gotta get that.